Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. It's a little earlier than we're used to starting, which is nice, the 9:30-ish. So let me just give you a rundown of what's going to be happening tonight so you have an idea of what to expect. But really, what to expect could be this is thrown out the window because you never know what will be happening next. From earlier today, Mayor Lyda Crewson issuing that curfew. We know that we have some National Guard, at least on standby and around the county, under no curfew. And now that it's past 9 o'clock in St. Louis, Missouri, it's on. It is on. So as a reminder from the mayor, she tweeted this out, 9 p.m. and the curfew for the city of St. Louis is in effect through 6 a.m. tomorrow unless you're credentialed press, heading to, leaving work, or having a medical emergency. We need you to be indoors. I know the vast majority of St. Louisans want to help us protect each other. So we're going to be under a curfew tonight. Let's see how that changes things, if at any, and let's hope that it changes a lot of things. When you bring in the National Guard, I think there is the availability to use them in a very effective way. And think about how good they would have been used last night when you had so many people out in so many different areas starting all kinds of different problems. Let it be fire, let it be smashing and grabbing, let it be looting, let it be rioting, let it be shooting at police. They could have used all the help they could get. And the main problem is, why weren't they called in? Yeah, that could have been something that could have really helped those four officers who were shot. And we're starting to find even more problems with gunfire in the city of St. Louis. There was one video that was posted right at the Shell station, the one where they were at Tucker in convention. And part of the problem is that when you have it coming from all over the place and you're spread thin to begin with, and what is the priority? And you got the flashy lights, and the police at some point are just standing there watching this all happen because they don't have the manpower to fight it alone. I'm just hoping that this is going to be past us. I know there's protests still in other parts of the country, but the curfew is necessary. The National Guard is necessary. So tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about that curfew. We're going to talk about the officers from last night. We're also going to talk about the fireworks and the people that have been arrested from that. There need to be more people arrested. This is ridiculous that at the end of it, they caught a couple people that potentially shot fireworks after all of that was going down. I mean, we were watching it live on the television with the Fox 2 chopper going around and looking down and seeing the people lighting things on fire and throwing rocks. We're seeing all kinds of destruction in real time, and they could zoom in and, yeah, I mean, you could see all of this happening. It was necessary to do something other than just watch from a chopper. And unfortunately, that's not what the direction was last night. And the big question is, why was it directed the way it was? I also want to talk about Governor Parson and the troops that were going to be sent in to stop the violence in Missouri, even across the state. I got some clips from Governor Parson's press conference from earlier today. Michael Calhoun, like before, he's going to be monitoring and watching everything locally and nationally. So we're going to get some updates from him as the very latest start to unfold. And we find in a digital world, sometimes it's right on your computer screen for you to watch from someone else's cell phone on the street. It's pretty remarkable the way that works. In the next hour, Brad Young's going to join us live from Harris, Dahl, Fisher, and Young. You would hear him fill in at nights and, of course, contribute here on KMOX for many great years. And I wanted to talk to him about the legalities of what we're seeing now. So the legalities of curfews, the legalities of the National Guard. You hear President Trump talk about it yesterday, and then you have each individual state talking about how they're going to use the resources, not only the National Guard, but by the feds. So really, what is the legality of all of that? How does that all play in place? Because I've seen some people talk about this online, and they say essentially in some cases the feds can come in unless the governors tell them not to come in. So it's a little bit different than the way other things work with the states. So we got a lot to get to, and if you want to call in, hey, we're going to be live. Here's the number, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You can be some of the first ones on the show tonight. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
And Overnight America is live tonight, which also means you could be alive tonight with us on the air at 314-436-7900. Got the text messaging up, and look at that. Greg texting in. Good to see him on there. And I want to also let you know I got the text messaging, other things that are going on. I got the social media, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. I put a statement up from earlier, and just in general, after sleeping off last night, waking up, I had a lot on my mind still, and I thought that would be the right avenue to write about some of my frustrations and what's going on today. So Ryan Recker Radio, you can go and read that now if you wanted to. Let's take a couple of your calls, and keep in mind right now we are under that curfew in the city of St. Louis. 9 p.m. was enacted, so about 34 minutes into it right now. It goes until early tomorrow morning, so keep that in mind. Don't go out if you don't have to. Stay off the streets. It's for people that have an emergency or going to and from work or credentialed media. Outside of that, stay in and don't start anything tonight. You better believe that there's going to be a lot of attention to make sure this doesn't flare up like it did yesterday and all the violence and destruction. Let's go to Vernell, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Okay.
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, yes, I'm ready. I want to make a comment in regards to President Trump's power in regards to using federal troops and also called National Guard's active duty. In the 60s, you realized the federal troops were brought in to quell riot and everything else. So the president has wide authority. You can't take that away from him. You can use federal troops to quell civil defense in the United States. As a retired military man, that's authority of the president of the United States. So people may have had this misunderstanding. He can't use it. Oh, yeah, he can do that.
Yeah.
If he used that law of 1807, that's a wide law. That law really is wide we can do. So I want to mention that fact. President Trump has wide authority. You cannot deny that.
What do you think about him using the authority? Do you have any comments on that?
President Trump, sometimes he does not use wise judgment. You know, when the military has been advised him, don't be using active duties in this riot control. That's not what they're made for. And they're trying to advise him, don't be doing this. And so he does, you know, he does a lot of saying officers shooting off the hip. And he doesn't realize the consequence. And this thing, you don't know this thing is going, how widespread it's going to be. I got cousins out to L.A. They got rides out to L.A. right now. So this thing's all over. So, but President Trump does have authority. So I want to mention that to you, okay?
Very good, Vernell. We're going to be talking to Brad Young about that, the legalities of it all and some of the other things going on. I'm glad you called in. Have a great night.
He's Commander-in-Chief. He can move those troops any way he wants to.
That's true. That's the thing I wanted to talk to Brad about. And part of it is, I guess the states have the ability to request them not to do that, but otherwise the president can walk into it. But that's the thing. There's some question in people are a little bit confused. That's why we're bringing in Brad Young in about 20 minutes or so to talk about it, and he'll break down all the laws of how it's legal and how it's used properly. So that's good.
But let me say one thing. You remember Alabama when the National Guard put active duty in Alabama, he took control of the state. So President Trump can do his entire world. Government cannot stop him. He can call them to do it, and that's it. Okay?
Okay, very good. Thanks for now.
Thanks,
have a good night. And like I mentioned, Brad Young is going to be able to explain that to everyone listening, and I think he'll do a great job. Like he does, he breaks down all kinds of legal issues that are somewhat complex. You may have seen them shared on social media, but maybe need a little more of an explanation for it, so that's always a good thing. How about Bob, who's calling in? Welcome to Overnight America, Bob.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Yes, I am just a little concerned here about these curfews. They could, they could find other reasons maybe to shut down, tell us to be home at a certain time, and it could, happen in other cities too.
Let's talk about that. So what's your concern? Why do you think the curfews are a bad thing in St. Louis?
Well, I don't think it's happening. I don't think the riots are taking place in every part of St. Louis. I know not on every street. We can just stay off the streets that are, they're doing that. That's what.
Yeah, but look at yesterday. They move so quickly. They could be in one spot burning down a 7-Eleven, and the next thing you know, they're eight blocks away doing something similar to it when it comes to the museum that was burnt down, or at least set on fire. And then, oh, look at that. There's shots fired at this one intersection over here. So I don't know how you can get away with just having this moving target. I think the only thing you can do is do a curfew across the entire city. Bobby, you went to background mode. Your phone kind of went a little bit weird. Did you...
Working and talking, too, at the same time. I was just concerned about our freedom, that's all.
Okay.
And our economy. I get more concerned about that, I know, than...
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Right. When it comes to the freedoms, when it comes to your freedoms to be able to travel and do things, I mean, let's be honest here, it still is open for people going to work, okay? And on top of that, we're talking about 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. So if you're looking at not being able to go to certain things on a Tuesday night in St. Louis, Missouri, I don't think there's too much when it comes to the economy that's going to be disrupted from this. I'll tell you what is a disruption is when you have people going around smashing windows and looting buildings. I'll tell you what is another disruption when you got gunfire going out onto the streets where all these businesses are. Or how about police officers getting shot? That's a disruption. And it's so bad that firefighters can't even get to a location because they're being blocked and they have to allow the burn to happen. That's where we're at if we don't enact curfews when there's people going around trying to terrorize the city, when there's people that are going around and trying to cause harm and destruction. That's the main point. And if it wasn't for the curfews tonight, I don't know where we would be. Mostly because the curfews is a pretty good warning. The warning that, hey, police will be there. And we're not even going to bother with you. If you are someone that is out, we're just not going to bother with it. We're going to tell you to go, and if you don't, you'll get arrested. Period. We're not going to get to the point where everything scatters, and then next thing you know, they're dealing with eight different problems around the city because that's what we experienced last night. And with the National Guard, you have an even better chance to deter people that would normally go out. You have backup for the police working together with someone that could help them in a situation where there's gunfire. Can I play something for you? Let me do this real quick. This was from last night at Tucker and Convention Plaza. I don't know exactly the time, but I remember when Maria Kina came on as part of the updates, and she said, oh, we're just getting a report. Looks like there's a car on fire, and that's Tucker and Convention Plaza. And you kind of know where that's at. That is right there by that Shell station if you're going by Tucker. And is it St. Patrick's that is right there, too? So there's another pretty large building, kind of a landmark in downtown St. Louis if you wanted to use it for that. But this is what we find. This is what the sounds of the street were last night. And I don't think that there are any bad words in this. I think it's just natural sound. Let me find it real quick. I had it up here a second ago. And take a listen. Thank you. And that was one video posted online of many. That was just one captured instance of violence last night. When we were reporting this violence, it's easy for us to look at it from the sky. Oh, look at Fox 2 or KMOV. They got the chopper on. Oh, we can see this. And oh, look at these people going inside of the building. And that's part of the farce narrative that continues to go on about the violence on the streets across the United States. You have some people, they give this bogus type of argument, which is, oh, it's just a building. You know, hey, we're talking about people's lives, but you're worried about a window in a building. You know what I'm really worried about? I'm worried about hearing this on the street every time someone gets upset. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about some people saying that for whatever reason, we have to choose between the two of these things. And at the same time, you can consequently turn it around and look at it and say, well, okay, yeah, lives are valuable and lives need to be valuable, then why in the world would they put themselves in harm's way to go loot a 7-Eleven to go get a six-pack and some chips? Why would they put their life in danger to do something like that when someone goes in and lights it on fire? Why would they do that? How about we turn it around and say, what's the point of going around and running through and breaking windows and going in and smashing and grabbing? Is it really worth you getting hurt? Is it really worth someone else getting hurt? Is it really worth your life for whatever you're going to grab from that building? And then what happens when these things start looting? It's not like they just go around and it's just candy canes and lollipops and, oh, we're in Candyland and everything's all great and the police are just going along with it and da-da-da. No, violence comes with it. It's always accompanied by violence every single time. They go hand in hand. So stop sticking up for the people that are looting and trying to put it in perspective on social media because, oh, we need to put it in perspective. Lives are more important than buildings. Yeah, lives are more important than buildings. Absolutely. But guess what else comes with all of the looting and all the destruction? Other people losing their lives. And it's innocent people that had nothing to do with what happened in Minneapolis. We had four officers shot last night, and we had a former captain die because of the looters. This is ridiculous. Let's go to Dan, who's waiting the line. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, good evening, and thanks for taking my call. You know, this morning I went downtown to see what damage is done because that's where I start my work at day. And I was looking around, and the man who owned that 7-Eleven, he said he's not going to rebuild. And that's a shame because that place was super busy in the morning. And then I got over there by the Board of Election buildings where they broke out the windows. And this individual was walking down the street with a pipe in his hand. And he was yelling out, anybody that gets in my way, I'm going to bash them upside the head with this pipe. And people that work at the Board of Elections were standing outside looking at the damage and looking at this guy. And he looked at one of them people and said, hey, look, you want to jump? Come on. I'm going to hit you right upside the head with this pipe. And then he just walked away like it was nothing.
Unbelievable. That's what you saw. And we even saw this from the videos on the street yesterday when they would set a camera up one of the stations. They're yelling. Well, they're yelling, but they're also smiling, laughing, celebrating. It was like some big party to them going to burning buildings. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I just got back into the area where I could catch KMOX on my vehicle on my way back to St. Louis. And is there anything going on in St. Louis downtown tonight with the National Guard out?
No, not right now. The curfew is in place, and I haven't seen anything. I've been kind of monitoring some of the different news feeds we have, but really there's nothing going on right now, thank goodness.
Yeah, and if any of the looters come out tonight and the National Guard has to, you know, bash them a little bit or, you know, take care of them and that stuff, I won't feel sorry for them. If I hear news that, you know, a couple looters got shot and killed last night because of doing stupid stuff, I'm not going to mourn about it. I hear the gunfire that you just had on the radio with the sirens and that stuff. I live down in South St. Louis City, where it used to be very peaceful back in the day. Every night I'll let my dogs out to go to the bathroom when I get home. And I'm talking about down around Grand and Delore area. And every night you can hear boom, 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 just like that, four shots. And one of the, and you know, it kind of makes me nervous a little bit because I'm standing on a deck at my house, and you never know when a wild bullet might go somewhere and it could hit me or hit one of my dogs or something like
that. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It's terrible. It's like a war zone now.
Yeah, thank you for your call and your perspective. Thanks for listening to us. Overnight America will continue next on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. michaelsflooringoutlet.com.
And here we are. It's Overnight America, and Brad Young's going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about the legalities of what's going on in the National Guard and the lockdowns, the curfews, things like that. Just like we talked about with COVID, we're now looking at it when it comes to the looters and the violence that have been plaguing downtown St. Louis the last couple of nights. And I want to take some more of your calls now. Michael Calhoun is in the KMOX newsroom. He's going to be giving us an update here with the news in about 10 minutes from now. Let's go to Jerry, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hello, Ryan. I just wanted to kind of agree with you what you were saying. But first thing is, I used to work in the areas that are experiencing looting and what have you. And even before all this, I mean, it's like a tinderbox ready to explode. Always a very harsh racial tension going on. But the main thing is, I don't think that it is the locals that are doing all this, because I think we got some outside influential people that are leading all this, and really majority of all this is not done by locals. And that's the first thing, because I don't think local people would destroy their own neighborhood. The other thing is that. If you think a curfew is going to stop these people, only a very strong show of force will, you know, scare whoever is in charge of all this to cease and desist. And that's what's going to take. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, the police are not enough deterrent.
I think that the curfew by itself is something that is easy to ignore if you're someone that is out to do no good. But it also means that if you are a police officer or someone on the street, it gives you the opportunity to use your judgment and say, hey, we could preemptively stop this person. And that's an important tool for them in a time when there could be a lot of destruction on the eve of another night of, you know, bloodshed.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that the powers that be are willing to go up against local law enforcement.
So yeah, and I want to go back to something you mentioned before about the outside actors. And this is something I'm not too sure about when it comes to outside actors. When we've brought this up in the past, it's outside people, and people say this in other cities, outside people. This is what I'm worried about. I'm worried that we're using that as the scapegoat for fixing the real problems that we have in certain cities. Because when I watched that video from 7-Eleven, there's no way 100 people were all outsiders. There's some of those people lived around the area or in the neighborhood or were in the area because they wanted to come down and be part of the protest, and then they just got in on it. Just like the same thing that happened down on Tucker. Parking your car in the middle of the street and running in and grabbing shoes and clothes, I don't think an outsider would do that if they were just here to try to light stuff on
right.
fire. So
it's a license to steal is,
yeah.
as one says.
Yeah, now the outsiders may be the instigators, the ones that start the thing, but then the other ones get in on it.
The group is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that could be very well. All right, Jerry, thank you very much for your call. Good to hear from you. We're going to take a break, and we're going to get to Michael Calhoun, and we're going to get the very latest with the news. Is there anything that is going on? Because I keep watching to see if there's any sort of issue with curfew in the city of St. Louis, which is in act right now. The county doesn't have it, but you watch certain things that start to, you know, whispers online of what's going to be happening next, and you just wonder, is that going to come together? Is it not? Is it just someone else posting something that is not going to come about? But you don't know until it happens, just like every single night the last few nights. You just don't know until it happens, and that's where we've been here on Overnight America. We're going to also talk to our friend Brad Young at the start of the next hour, so don't go anywhere. It's Overnight America on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.